miraculous errands of companions, miraculous errands of companions, miraculous errands of companions. Radiyallahu anhum. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you once again in our new episode of our program, The Miraculous Events of Sahaba, The Saintly Miracles of Sahaba, a program that is dedicated to discussing the karamat, the saintly miracles of the honorable companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and something through which we can also see the excellence, the virtues of the blessed companions alayhim ridwan. At the moment, dear viewers, we're talking about Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, who was the second caliph of Islam. And in previous few episodes, we've covered few miraculous events of his. Today, inshallah, we will continue our discussion on the miraculous events, on the karamat of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu, and enlighten our hearts further with his eminence. Before that, dear viewers, let's first of all listen to a virtue of sending salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, as is our practice in the silsilas in the programs of Madani Channel. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated that whoever sends salat upon me 50 times a day, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So dear viewers, we're talking about the excellences of the Sahaba, the excellences of the Honorable Companions Alayhim Ridwan from the perspective of their saintly miracles, the karamat that they were blessed with by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu, he was also blessed with several karamat, several such acts which are beyond the comprehension of human intellect. And dear viewers, as we speak about these karamat, these saintly miracles of these honorable figures, not only do we come to know about their excellences and the special favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon them, but we also learn several lessons from it. And these incidents contain great pearls of wisdom for us as to how should we also bring a change in ourselves. For example, in our last episode, the last incident, the last saintly miracle of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu that we discussed, it covered the element of forgiveness. How Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu forgave the other person and the other person embraced Islam. He came in the folds of Islam. Such a great lesson this was, that it not only highlighted the excellence of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu from the perspective of him forgiving the other person, but it also showed us the importance of forgiveness and what great effect it has on the society, on other people, where the other person who was the enemy of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu, at one point he embraced Islam, but the reason behind his embracing of Islam was the element of forbearance and forgiveness of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu. So of course we come to know about the greatness of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu, that he would exercise forgiveness, but at the same time it's also an invitation towards righteousness for us as well. This is also a lesson for us as well, that we should also adopt forgiveness if we want to excel in our lives, if we want to excel in our religious standings, if we want to attain spirituality, if we want to attain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That miraculous event of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu greatly taught us the importance of forbearance and forgiveness that we should also have within our characters, within our personalities, which has great effect on the society. And if we want to be a true ambassador of Islam, then this is the type of conduct that we should have towards not only Muslims, but also towards others to whom we want to preach Islam. So it also has great lessons for us, as we just saw. And this is something that just adopting to it will bring very positive effect on the society as well. So dear viewers, today we will cover a few more karamat, a few more saintly miracles of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu, and see his greatness, his virtue from different perspectives. First karamat, the saintly miracle that we will cover for Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu is the soundness of his body in the grave after several years, after hundreds of years, how his body was preserved in his grave. Now, dear viewers, we know that the Honorable Prophets, alayhimus salam, their bodies are preserved, their bodies are saved from earth consuming them, from soil consuming them. But this honor is also bestowed upon the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who obtain proximity in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Almighty also blesses them with this honor. And Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu is the leader of the awliya, is the leader of the pious. SubhanAllah, Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu is the most superior in the ummah after Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So you can imagine how greatly his blessed body would be preserved in the grave. A saintly miracle which was demonstrated to the public by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through a great means which highlighted his eminence and his greatness in the sight of people even further. So what happened to him was that during the reign of Walid bin Abdul Malik Umavi, a wall of the blessed Rawda of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam collapsed. And now the ruler of the time, he commanded for new foundations to be dug and for the wall to be repaired, to be reconstructed. Now whilst the new foundations were being dug, now all of a sudden a foot appeared. Now people became worried and they thought that this might be the blessed foot of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Because remember the obvious that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, both these honorable figures are buried next to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So as a foot became observable, it appeared before the people, they became worried that this is the blessed foot of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. However, Sayyidina Urwa bin Zubair radiallahu anhuma, who was a very prominent companion, when he looked at the foot and he recognized it, and then he swore an oath saying that this is not the blessed foot of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, but of the leader of believers, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. So then people became at ease, because you can imagine, dear viewers, that what uneasiness the people would have experienced when they would have thought that this is the blessed foot of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So Urwa bin Zubair radiallahu anhuma was the one who brought them at peace by recognizing the blessed foot of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu and consoling them, reassuring them that this is the foot of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu and not of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So dear viewers, through this incident, we also come to know that the blessed body of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu was perfectly sound, preserved inside the grave. As his foot was visible, this showed people that his body was perfectly preserved inside his grave. Whereas, dear viewers, many a times, when a deceased is buried in the grave, what happens after some time? The earth consumes the body. The body rots, it decays, and the bones are left, which then further decays into the earth. But this is not the case with the chosen servants, the chosen people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their bodies are preserved and remain intact inside the grave. The grave, the earth, does not consume their bodies. Now, dear viewers, this incident that we discovered is mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari, which is a clear proof that the bodies of the chosen people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are perfectly preserved inside their graves, and the earth does not consume their bodies. In fact, even their shroud is not affected by the earth. The soil does not decay it, or it doesn't become rotten. So dear viewers, when this is the state of the awliya of Allah, because remember, the sahaba are the greatest of the awliya. So when this is the state of the awliya of Allah, then imagine the rank and status of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When that would be the rank and status and station of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you can imagine, dear viewers, that what would be the state of the leader and chief of all the prophets, the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and how greatly and beautifully his blessed, sanctified, pure body would be preserved. Subhanallah. So dear viewers, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is alive inside his grave, and he alayhi salatu wa sallam is provided with sustenance, as are other prophets as well. As a hadith of Ibn Majah says, فَنَبِيُّ اللَّهِ حِينُ يُرْزَقُ, meaning that the prophets of Allah are alive and they are given sustenance. It is haram upon the earth to consume the bodies of the prophets. So dear viewers, this honor is given to the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and through their sake, this honor is also bestowed upon the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Farooq Azam radiallahu anh is the leader, is the chief of the chosen ones. Subhanallah. So his body is also perfectly preserved inside his grave, which is a proof for his high status and the saintly miracles that have been bestowed upon him. And this is also one of his saintly miracles. Now another great karama, dear viewers, another great saintly miracle that was manifested by Farooq Azam radiallahu anh was that at many times, whatever he would say, that would come to pass. It would happen exactly as he radiallahu anh would say. Now once Rabi'ah bin Umayyah bin Khalaf, he mentioned one of his dreams to Farooq Azam radiallahu anh. So he says to him that I've seen a dream that I'm in a lush green field, and then I come out of it and come in a barren field in which there's no sign of greenery. And when I woke up, then I actually was in a barren field, in a barren plain. So Farooq Azam radiallahu anh now interpreted his dream for him. So the interpretation that he gave for his dream was that you will embrace faith, and then you will become a disbeliever again, and then you will die upon disbelief as well. Now, listening to this interpretation, he said to Farooq Azam radiallahu anh that no, I didn't see any dream. I was just lying. I didn't see any dream. I was just lying to you. You see, as we normally say, that I was just messing around. I didn't, you know, do this. I didn't say this. So in this way, he says to Farooq Azam radiallahu anh that I didn't see any dream. I was just lying. I was just messing around. So Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh said to him that whether you saw the dream or not, but the interpretation that I've given you, that will come to pass. It will happen as I have stated. So dear viewers, exactly this happened. So Rabi'ah bin Umayyah bin Khalaf, he embraced Islam, and then he drank alcohol. And Amirul Mu'mineen radiallahu anh, he executed the mandated punishment, the had upon him. He was whipped and then he was exiled to Khaybar. He was banished to Khaybar. Now he fled from Khaybar and he ran to Rome, where he became a non-believer. He became a non-Muslim, and he died in the state of disbelief whilst being an apostate. In apostasy, he met a death of disbelief. So dear viewers, again we can see that Farooq Azam radiallahu anh had mentioned something, and it happened exactly in the same way as he radiallahu anh had foretold. He had told way before, just through listening to the dream of Rabi'ah bin Umayyah bin Khalaf, that this is what's going to happen to you. And when he denied that, no, I didn't see any dream, Farooq Azam radiallahu anh told him that whether you saw the dream or not, but what I've just said, this is what's going to happen to you. And exactly the reverse, it came to pass as Farooq Azam radiallahu anh had told him. He embraced Islam, then he became an apostate, and then he died in a state of disbelief, something which Farooq Azam radiallahu anh had told him. So again, dear viewers, this saintly miracle again reflects the status of Farooq Azam radiallahu anh, that he had also been given this karama, the saintly miracle, that whatever he would say, things would occur, things would happen in accordance to what he would say. Similarly, dear viewers, Farooq Azam radiallahu anh was also able to foresee, was also able to see the destiny, the fate of people. So once what happens is that a delegation comes in the court of Farooq Azam radiallahu anh. A delegation from one of the tribes come in the court of Farooq Azam radiallahu anh, and within this delegation was also a person whose name was Ashtar. So Ashtar named person was also in this delegation. Now Farooq Azam radiallahu anh saw him from head to toe with a displeased sight. And then Farooq Azam radiallahu anh, he inquired that, is this person also from your tribe? The response was yes. And then Farooq Azam radiallahu anh said that, may Allah destroy him and may Allah keep the ummah safe from his evil. Now dear viewers, 20 years after Farooq Azam radiallahu anh made this dua, when the rebels, they martyred the third caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anh, the same Ashtar named person was a very big leader of one of the groups of the rebels. Those rebellion people who martyred Uthman Ghani radiallahu anh, the same Ashtar named person regarding whom Farooq Azam radiallahu anh made dua 20 years before, same Ashtar named person was one of the prominent leaders of the groups of rebels who martyred Uthman Ghani radiallahu anh. So dear viewers, even through this account of Ashtar, we can see that Farooq Azam radiallahu anh was able to see the destiny, the fate of people. And this was 20 years before that Umar Farooq radiallahu anh had prayed in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ummah to remain safe from the evil of Ashtar. And what happened? Allahu Akbar. We come to know, dear viewers, that when the third caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anh, was martyred, Ashtar was among one of the prominent leaders of a group of the rebels who martyred Uthman Ghani radiallahu anh. So dear viewers, these were a few saintly miracles of Farooq Azam radiallahu anh that we covered in today's episode, which show us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given Farooq Azam radiallahu anh the insight, the power to foretell future as well, to see the destiny, the fate of people as well. And Farooq Azam radiallahu anh was so accepted and chosen in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that whatever he uttered came to pass exactly as he said. Whatever he would say, things would happen in accordance to it. When he interpreted the dream of Rabi'a bin Umayyah bin Khalaf, it happened exactly in accordance with the interpretation of Farooq Azam radiallahu anh, despite him denying that he saw the dream. Similarly, how beautifully we come to know that the blessed body of Farooq Azam radiallahu anh is perfectly preserved inside his grave. Again, something which shows the greatness of Farooq Azam radiallahu anh, something that shows us that how accepted he is in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So dear viewers, this was all from today's episode. In our next episode, inshallah, we will continue our discussion from where we are leaving today. And we will continue talking about the greatness of Farooq Azam radiallahu anh from the perspective of the saintly miracles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon him. Stay tuned with us and join us again in our next episode. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Miraculous events of companions. Miraculous events of companions. Miraculous events of companions.